The next patient is Lizzie Lamar. The last name is L A M A R, like in Roger. First name is Lizzie, L I S S I E. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female that is followed in the office because of the presence of a chronic kidney disease. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, history of hyperkalemia, hypothyroidism that was recently admitted to the hospital after she sustained a fall. The patient landed on the back and injured the scalp in the occipital area. Apparently, there was some component of intracerebral bleed, and for that reason, the patient was transferred to Longwood. Longwood, L-O-N-G-W-O-O-D, hospital for further evaluation. Surgery wasn't done. Today, the patient comes, and she has a serum creatinine of 2, a BUN of 33, an estimated GFR of 25. This time, this patient is CKD stage 4. She has advanced. Unfortunately, this patient is not able to give any urine samples when she goes to the lab for that purpose. So we are completely blinded regarding the amount of protein in the urine. However, she was evaluated by his primary, by her primary, and he put her on Farxiga 10 milligrams every day that the patient has been tolerating well. The white blood cell count is 11.6, the hematocrit is 39, the hemoglobin is 12.8, and the platelet count 250,000. There is no evidence of anemia, period. Number two, during the last visit, the major concern was the hyperkalemia. This time, the potassium is 4.7 with a sodium of 144, the CO2 is 27, and the chloride is 105. The patient is taking furosemide, 40 milligrams on a daily basis, and whether or not the sugar control has played a role in the improvement of the hyperkalemia is unknown. She is not taking any potassium binders. The patient is advised to continue with the same diet and the same prescription. Excuse me. The blood pressure is 146 over 79. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, mental changes and remote history of stroke in the past. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.6%. For that reason, we are going to advise to continue on Trulicity the 20 units of Lantus in the evening has to be continued, and to give 10 units of Lantus in the morning. Check the blood sugar before Lantus is given. Following number, hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We are going to order and emphasize the need for the urine workup. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the hospitalization in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.